Lord, we have been speaking to thy Son and our Savior, voicing the deep prayer of each of our hearts. Speak to us now as we wait in thy sanctuary. And hear us each within our own hearts. We lift to thee our prayers for those we love, for the work of thy kingdom, and for ourselves as thy servants. We thank thee for this week and this year together, and ask thy guidance and blessing in all the days and years that are to come, as we seek to be worthy of our high calling through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I've appreciated very much the privilege that the chapel committee granted me in sharing with you in this last week of services in the chapel. It's been a joy and a privilege just to think and worship with you. I've appreciated the help that the men who have been helping in my homiletics classes have given in conducting the services. Mickey Blackwell and Paul Millwood and Jim Heron have conducted our worship each morning, but in the modern vernacular, every man has to do his own thing, and Wayne Brown wanted to sing, so Wayne's going to sing for us after a while. One of the men came to me this morning and said, "Doc, don't be long-winded this morning. We've got a presentation of athletic awards at 10:30 in the Commons Room." And I said, "Well, I'll be done." And I trust that you will be there to help wind up a good year of athletic activity on the campus. This morning we're to think about the magic of believing. The scripture lesson comes from the 9th chapter of Matthew. We begin our reading with the 18th verse. "And behold, there came a certain ruler and worshipped Jesus, saying, 'My daughter is even now dead, but come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live.' And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And behold, a woman who was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said, 'If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I shall be healed.' And Jesus turned, and when he saw her, said, 'Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the minstrels and heard the people making a noise, he said unto them, 'Give place, for the maid is not dead, but sleepeth.' And they laughed him to scorn. But when the people were put forth, he went in and took her by the hand, and the maid arose. And the fame thereof went abroad into all the land. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on us.' When he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, 'Believe ye that I am able to do this?' And they said, 'Yea, Lord.' And Jesus said, 'Thy faith hath made thee whole.' And their eyes were opened." The magic of believing. What wonderful things happen when we really believe they can. The athletic awards this morning reminds me of that story of Newt Rockne, the famous football coach at Notre Dame. One day his men were supposed to win a certain very important game in their schedule. But nothing went right the first half. The other team scored and scored and scored again, and Notre Dame couldn't get its offense going or its defense clicking at all. And when the men walked off the field at the half, nearly everybody was saying, well, this isn't Notre Dame's day. They're done. They're beat. They can't win this one. They went to that dressing room wondering just what in the world Newt Rockne would say. He was famous for what he'd tell his teams between halves. And they sat there, and Newt Rockne never showed up. Just before the time between halves was over, the door opened and Rockne looked in. He said, oh, pardon me, I thought this was the Notre Dame team, and turned and walked away. And they said, we'll show him. We'll win this one. We'll prove we are the Notre Dame team, and they did. I think of Babe Ruth, great home run hitter. One day in a game in Chicago, he'd gone to bat without a hit three times, and he came up for his last time at bat, and the crowds in the stands began to jeer and boo, and Babe Ruth stepped out of the batting box and took his bat and pointed to a spot in the bleachers. Stepped back in the batter's box and put the next ball right where he said he would. And the crowd gave him a hand when he came around to home base again. He'd done what he said he would because he believed he could. There's magic in believing. Now that's what the scripture lesson teaches. Three stories there. The father of the dead girl, and he believed that she could live. And she did. There was a woman on the way. You can just see that scene, a big crowd. People gathering around, everybody wanting to be next to Jesus, and of a sudden he stops and turns. He said, somebody touched me. Lord, all kinds of people touched you. But somebody special. He says, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. And she was. Because she believed she could be. And there were the two blind men. And Jesus asked them a very pertinent question. Do you think I can do this? Yes, Lord. We believe you can. And their eyes were open. According to your faith, be it unto you. Paul learned that. He said, the just shall live by faith, and he made it the text of his life. He said, I live by faith. Faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. He came to his own. His own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. According to your faith, be it unto you. And it works. I remember the man who came to me one day and said, Doc, I want you to come to my first birthday. I said, what do you mean, your first birthday? Then he told me the story, how alcohol had him down. Everybody tried to help, and nobody could help because he didn't want to be helped. And then he said, one night I was sitting drinking in a beer joint, and I was at the end of everything. I lost my family and my job. my self-respect, and I was right at the bottom, and I got up and walked out of there and went to AA and said, help me. And they did. And I found my faith in God again. And I haven't had a drink for a year, and the date is a certain date, almost a month from then. But he said, that's going to be my first anniversary birthday without a drink. Come be there and help me celebrate. And I thought, well, he's got a month to go. But he went because he believed he would. And he went on to a good and useful and worthy life. According to your faith, be it unto you. Now, there are certain things you need to remember about faith. One is that faith works, but you have to work at it. The New Testament makes it perfectly plain that faith without works is dead. It takes faith, real faith. And after you've had that faith, then you can really do what God intends for you to do. Faith and works go together. I remember, for example, the boy who was in medical school. He wanted very much to be a doctor. How did he get there? He came to me when he was a senior in college and said, I want to be a doctor. I've applied to medical school. Will you write a letter for me? And I wrote a letter. Others did too, but he was turned down. And when that happened, he said, well, Doc, I'm going in the Army. I'll be a medic there. And he came back from the Army service as a medic with citations for valor. And he risked his life to save the lives of other men. And he said, Doc, I'm going to apply to medical school again. Will you write me another letter? He said, I know I can be a doctor if they'll just give me a chance. And I wrote the president of the school, and I said, here's a boy who deserves a chance. And I told him the story and said, will you see that he gets it? The president wrote back and said, that's the kind of boy we're looking for. And he got his chance. And he worked hard. And a few years ago, when Reader's Digest wanted to write up a typical doctor in a country area who was transforming the health of his rural community, it was Jesse they wrote about. His faith and his works bore fruit. Faith works, but you have to work at it and work with it. The old hymn that says, wider grows the kingdom, reign of love and light. For it we must labor till our faith is sight. According to your faith, and as you believe and dare to believe, things do happen. We are judged by our fruits, the fruits that faith and work together produce. We just put a man on the moon. I must confess, back 10 years ago, when they said we'll have a man on the moon by the end of 1970, I was skeptical. I said, how can they possibly do it? But they believed they could. One day, Esther and I sat in a hotel in far off Japan. And on television way over there, saw that man walk on the moon. God grant that having done that, we can take some of that technology, and that know-how, and that science, and that money, and help man to live a better life on earth. And if we believe we can, we will. Faith calls for work. But it's amazing what a little faith can do. Just a little faith. You remember, for example, the president who served this country the longest, Franklin Roosevelt, sick. The doctor said, "You'll never walk again." The gift he cherished most of all the gifts that came to him during that time of illness was a cane. And he kept the cane by the bed as a reminder that one day he would walk. And walk he did. Or remember how green was my valley. The story of little Hugh, who was terribly sick, and some people said he'd never walk again, and the preacher said, "Hugh, we're going to pray about this. One day in the spring, you will walk." And the first beautiful spring day came, and the parson walked in and said, "Hugh, this is the day. Ask your mother to get your clothes." He said, "I've got them right here under my pillow." And he pulled them out, wrinkled as they were, and put them on. And the big, strong pastor carried him out into the beautiful fields under the sun. And put that frail little lad down and stepped back a few steps and said, "Now, Hugh, walk." And he walked. Because all winter long he had believed he would. There's magic in believing. But there's more. It's a wonderful fact that if you use the faith you have, it grows. You may have just a little faith. You may say, "Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief." And faith grows, and its ends are achieved, little by little, but it comes. Do you remember Marius in Les Miserables, wounded in the city streets, and Jean Valjean? The old convict picks him up because his daughter loves him. Goes into the sewers of Paris and starts to carry him underground through that maze of sewers to a place of safety where he can get healing again. And they come to a place where the water gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And it comes up to Jean Valjean's chin, and he holds Marius above him. One more step and he'll go under, but he takes that one step in faith, and the bottom begins to go up. And they both live. One by one, the steps of faith fall on the seeming void and find the rock beneath. You and I can say and sing, "On Christ, the solid rock I stand." All other ground is sinking sand. And one last thing about faith. That is that it's costly to believe. Because when you enter into partnership with the eternal, there's a price to pay. Jesus said, take up your cross and follow me. That's the price of being fishers of men. Some years ago, Mount Everest was climbed. But for a long time, men tried and tried and tried in vain. I remember hearing a chaplain one time in Riverside Church talking to a group of midshipmen tell about the price they might have to pay to serve their country. And he told of one attempt to climb Mount Everest that failed. Two men went up and didn't come back. And two more went up on the next trip to try and see if they could reach the summit and also try and find out what happened to the two men that didn't return. And they put a prearranged signal when they found out what had happened. And the men watching from below through their glasses looked up and saw they put a blanket, two blankets in the shape of a cross. That meant that the men had died trying. And this chaplain, commenting to these midshipmen, said, gentlemen, there's always a cross between you and your dreams. But said another about Everest, someday men will climb it. They'll have three qualities: superb physical fitness, mountain climbing experience, and faith in the possibility of the achievement. The just shall live by faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. We're going to illustrate it now. Wayne Brown had faith he was going to sing this morning, and he is. Let us pray. We do thank thee, O Lord, for the precious promise that Christ will be with us always. We thank thee for his faith in us and for our faith in him. May we too walk by faith until our faith is sight. May we count it our joy, as did he, to bear our cross, to pay any price, that his faith and ours in the coming of the kingdom may in the end be known in all the earth and in the hearts and lives of men. Bless us then, O God, at the close of this academic year, as we look to thee in faith through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.